My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Monday, we are at Gillette Stadium for Patriots Monday. Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, will be with us, as he will every Monday during this NFL season, and Boomer Esiason also on Monday. But I have arranged for a mystery guest this morning. Mystery guest can only answer yes or no to your questions. Hello, mystery guest. Mystery.
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
Anybody want to start?
Mystery guest, did you win a championship here in New England?
No.
Okay. Mystery guest, did you win a championship in your respected sport, period?
No.
Have you ever seen Greg pick up a tab?
That's not it. Actually, in this case, yes. Further. Do you want to try to narrow down the sport?
Did you play defense for the Patriots?
No.
Did you play offense?
Why are you going Patriots?
No.
What I don't know. We're talking about sports.
What sport did you play, Mr.
No, it's yes or no.
I hope I'm the right caller for the show.
Oh, okay.
Did you play baseball?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you a... Ooh, I can't even say that.
Wait.
Did you pitch or did you hit?
No, you...
Yes or no.
You pitch.
Oh.
Were you a pitcher?
Were you a pitcher?
No.
All right.
I'm starting to feel like a bad mystery guest.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Were you an MVP?
No.
Did you play for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, there's not a lot of years they didn't win at least
once.
And
he wasn't a pitcher.
Did you play for Atlanta?
Thanks for pointing that out, that I wasn't on any of the winning teams for the Red Sox.
This is Greg's idea.
And I'm not an MVP. And I'm not a champion.
Are you Big Poppy?
No. What
you want a
did you play for Atlanta?
No.
Courtney thinks she knew.
His voice does sound familiar.
Okay.
Did you play in the infield?
No.
Did you play in the 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. All right.
Are you, do you want me to help narrow it down so it doesn't take
forever? Yeah, go ahead.
Are you in town?
Yeah, we only got an hour, guys. We can't be here all day.
Are you visiting Boston this weekend?
Yes.
As a work assignment.
Oh.
All right. Jared Saltalamacchia.
No, he won. Nah. 2013.
I'm just throwing random names up.
Did you play for the White Sox?
No.
What in the hell?
Do you work for the White Sox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you Grady Sizemore, interim manager of the Chicago White Sox?
There we go. We got it.
Grady Sizemore.
Wow. Thank you very much.
The great Cleveland Indian.
Yeah. Yes, Curtis. Wow. I knew you'd be excited about
it. I love it.
Thanks for doing this for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I have a question for you, Grady, quickly. 07, yeah. How pissed were you guys that the organization had Josh Beckett's ex-girlfriend sing the national anthem in Game 5?
Oh, God. I didn't even know that. Oh, yeah, I didn't even register.
That set a real fire under his ass.
Well, listen, I wanted to have you on because Wiggy, Jermaine Wiggins, who played for the Patriots, suggests all the time that in baseball, particularly when we're talking about Alex Cora, that the manager, your role, is really not that important. I don't want to. Am I paraphrasing?
I would say it's not that important, but it's the least out of all the professional sports coaches.
When it comes to coaches that can affect the game,
yeah, because it's lineup, and then I mean, there's not a ton of end game like play adjustments.
Would you agree or disagree, Grady?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that it's not like other sports where you're scheming against another offense or defense, and you're calling a lot of plays. I think I would agree with that. I would.
I have a question. Grady, how many expletives were sent back and forth between you and that ump this past week?
A lot more than I care to admit.
And that was fiery.
When your little kids see it too, and they like to recite what you were saying because Daddy said it, that wasn't good either.
That's not good. I know it's been a tough season. Is it difficult to keep the guys interested and into it when you're struggling a bit as the White?
I mean, I think that's the challenge. That's the fun part, is to motivate and try to keep them fired up when you're not. You know, I think when things are going good, it's easy to be motivated and to play hard and to get guys to get after it. But when it's been a rough season and the breaks aren't going your way, you know, that's when you see how tough guys are. And that's when you can see, you know, basically what they're made of and how good you are at motivating and leading.
Well, I was going to ask, because we talk about this all the time, and, you know, obviously the White Sox are struggling, and with the Red Sox, what's the biggest thing in baseball? Is it more about free agent elite veterans that are proven commodities, or we always hear about these young kids that are coming up in the farm system? Because as Red Sox fans, we're always like, go out and get those guys that we know, but they say, oh, they have so many of these prospects come up. As a manager, would you prefer the proven talent or waiting on some of the prospects?
I mean, I want gamers. I don't really care if they're young or if they're older veterans. I want guys that they come to play every day. I want guys that are consistent, that show up hard, that are easily motivated, easily coached. You know, I don't care, you know, how, what kind of wrapping it comes in. I just want guys that are hungry to win and hungry to play in team ball. You know, I think if you're looking to compete every night and fight every night and not give up and push even when things are hard or you're not feeling good, that's the kind of player I want.
Grady, we have this in our market in a different sport with Jerod Mayo being the new coach of the Patriots. The next generation, it appears to be far more responsive to positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement. How has it been for you as a young guy that played and connecting with the guys you're managing as opposed to, you know, other guys across Major League Baseball?
I mean, I guess, you know, everyone has their own style. I don't think there's one way to do it. But I do think you have to find, you know, a way to motivate the guys you have in the locker room. So part of that is kind of knowing your players and building that trust and finding, I don't know, finding how to push the right buttons at the right time. So I do think there's not one way to do it, but I think you have to kind of build that trust and find a way to relate to each guy, because every guy is a little different. And then you have to relate to the team as a whole too. So I think finding that space where you can kind of push when it's needed to be pushed and build up when you need to build up is kind of like you just got to find that lane.
managing the White Sox right now in Chicago with the way things are going, and you can probably relate to this question, was did you find, because we hear this all the time, did you find playing here in Boston when you were with the Red Sox, albeit for a brief period of time, did you find it to be a difficult city to play in? Like, we hear that all the time.
No, I loved it. I thought the best part about Boston was the people and the fans. I thought the energy was amazing. It was there every night. I think navigating the city was the hard part. You can't get anywhere in this place. It's traffic all the time. I always felt lost. I didn't know where I was going. Couldn't park anywhere. But as far as playing here, like, it was awesome. Yeah, I loved it.
When you go out in Chicago, do you announce yourself publicly as the interim manager of the Chicago White Sox?
I don't go out. I go to my place and to the park, and that's it.
All right. No. Well,
good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate you doing this. Right. Thanks for coming on. And we're rooting for your opponent this weekend. But
are the fans as critical in Chicago, though? Because he's played in Boston. What I feel like Chicago fans are very critical when it comes to their sports teams, especially their baseball teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think all teams are. And I think when you're struggling, you know, there's obviously you're going to have fans that are frustrated, you know. So it's our job to kind of win them back and win that city back and put out a good effort every night. So, you know, you try to show them how you're competing every night. You show fight. And, the fans have been good. You know, I think, it's not surprising that there's frustration when you're having, you know, a tough season.
All right, Grady. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Welcome back to Boston. All right. That is that is Grady Sizemore.
There you go.
I don't know. I back and forth. I got people in the Twitch chat, bust guest by Hill.
Oh.
Some people saying great guest.
Well, it's interesting to get his perspective.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Your team's that bad and like to get the perspective of like what that's like and, because we're always – and
how does he not remember that, though? I call BS. That was a huge story.
Yes, it was.
When Beckett sung the national anthem in Game 5, sending it back to Game 6, he was dominant in that game. The Indians were up 3-1 in 07 in the ALCS. Sox came back, won 3 straight. One of the greats here is that Grand Slam. Remember that? J.D. Drew, Fausto Carmona. Awesome game 6. Oh, I could do 07 Red Sox all day long.
Like the dominance of Beckett, I'm dominating again. There he said, manager, what are we really doing? He said it, yeah. Not me. And he's a manager. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always say, you know, we always talk about this because of the whole Alex Cora situation in baseball. And, you know, Greg's always beating the drum about, Alex, this Alex. Here you go.
Wiggy. Grady Sizemore agrees that when it comes to Major League Baseball, the manager is less important than the coach in any other sport. Yes. And I can tell that you are tickled by that.
This tickles my fanny. Thank you, Grady. Love the name Grady, too.
It is a pretty good name.
Yeah. It just reminds me of Sanford and Son, his friend.
Oh, yeah. Grady. Yes, but he was Grady. Yeah. Well, then you got Grady Little, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
Curtis?
Grady Little. What is he still alive? What happened to him?
I would assume he probably is.
Grady Little. I mean, let's see. He's 74. Old. He's basically Greg's age.
He's relatively young.
Yeah, God bless him.
All right.
Hope he lives another 20 years.
Coming up, as you get ready to wager this weekend, we will give you some no-sweat bets with our guy, Nick Costos. Back on the show coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Chiefs win the first game of the NFL season after a wild final play that saw Lamar Jackson find Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone for what looked like a possible touchdown. It was overturned as Likely's toe was just a hair out. Final score 27-20. Patrick Mahomes completed 20 of 28 passes for 291 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Lamar Jackson completed 26 of 41 for 273 yards and a touchdown. Another matchup tonight in the NFL, this time in Brazil. Packers and Eagles facing off at 8:15. And your Pats will be in Cincinnati at 1 on Sunday. The Sox are back in action tonight, 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox with Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right,
Curtis, must sweep this weekend?
Oh, yeah. They should win every game by 10.
What if they don't? What if they are unable to sweep the worst, arguably the worst team ever in Major League Baseball?
Well, I mean, they're not very good, so it's like, what are we complaining about? You got two bad teams playing against each other, and if, you know, one team happens to lose, it's no big deal.
The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Curtis has your weather. And Curtis, this morning I was watching the news, and they were giving the weather for BC tailgating this morning.
Ooh. Oh, well, don't tell certain radio shows. Why would they talk about BC? I'm going to get to the weather in 1 second. But first, the WEEI Woo Sox report brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Massachusetts chapter gives you the information. We've mentioned it in passing, but a couple guys that arrived in Worcester this year, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Mayer, are in the top 20 of Baseball America's top 100 prospects. And Roman Anthony, this season, went from 18th in the Baseball America top 100 prospects to number 2.
Number 2.
After posting a 927 OPS with 18 games in Worcester.
Future is bright around here, Curtis.
I got to tell you right now, re-sign Heim Bloom. And this weekend, it's going to be gorgeous at BC, perfect for a wedding in Nantucket. The temperature right now is 68 degrees, afternoon high of 74.
As long as we're talking Sox, and this is sad because summer's over, one final diehards game left on Monday night. So if, and by the way, Monday night in the Sam Adams suite at Fenway Park. So if you want to get in and you want to take in a game, then all you have to do is upload a photo which demonstrates that you are a Sam Adams diehard or a Red Sox diehard on the contest page at WEEI.com. So that's WEEI.com contest page. And show us that you're a diehard, either Sox or Sam Adams, and you could be there Monday night for the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care
of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Courtney, in the Twitch chat, compliments galore on the new specs.
Oh, so they've seen my Instagram, because these are not them.
Oh.
I forgot them today.
I see.
These are still the crooked, scratched ones.
Compliments on the new do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I went to the hair salon yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And
wedding do.
Yeah, I had to get my roots done.
I see.
I have a lot of grays.
I would imagine that between the two of you, you and Lindsay have spent a mortgage payment getting ready for a wedding.
I'm very excited for my looks this weekend. So I won't lie.
It's utterly ridiculous, the preparation that goes in for a simple wedding.
Do you go below the knee dress for a wedding, or do you go
my
like,
dress
above
tonight
the knee?
Is mini.
Okay.
Tomorrow's dress is long.
Okay.
And is it, even though Labor Day was early this year, is there no white?
Well, it's a wedding, so you would not do white.
Only the bride wears white.
On the rehearsal night, you can't do
white?
No,
Curtis.
I've never bought clothes.
How dare you?
A guy at my wedding, actually, not Greg, met a woman out and brought her to our welcome party, and she was in a white dress.
Oh, you were enraged.
No, I wasn't even wearing white.
Absolutely enraged.
So I said, she can be the bride, I guess.
So you were enraged.
What?
Joining us now, it is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all of the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And make sure you listen to Nick Kostos and the You Better You Bet podcast for his unique analysis. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm great. Awesome to be on with you guys. And I will say, in support of Courtney, I spent over $3,000 on new clothes for my daughter's christening about 3 weeks ago, so I'm fully in lockstep with Courtney here.
It's ridiculous. It's new shoes. It's dresses. It's hair done. It's nails. It's tanning.
Yeah, but why are you hating on this though? Like, what's the problem with that?
She's trying to look good for you.
All I do is grab something out of the closet, throw it on, and I might wear the same.
Yeah, it shows.
I might wear the same thing. I might wear the same thing tonight that I wear to the wedding.
You will
not
do that.
I don't care.
And let me just be the first to say, Nick, congratulations. Colette is gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's like the best. I don't need to belabor this. Just the best thing ever. She actually turns 4 months old today, and I get to celebrate my daughter's 4 month birthday by waking up in Las Vegas, Nevada. So miss her very much. But great to be on with you guys still.
Well, we're excited, and we love having you on. And I'm going to start with our New England Patriots and the way you're looking at this game and this season for a team that is dogs in every single game.
Yeah, so I want to start with the season outlook, and then we can do some on the game on Sunday against Cincinnati. I actually think there's reason for some optimism this year if you're a Patriots fan. Now, look, like, the team is not going to be good. The division's awesome. Like, the other three teams are really good. I don't know if there's a case to be made like the Patriots can make the playoffs, but that's not what the season is about. If I'm a Patriots fan, I'm viewing the season through one lens and one lens only. Like, is Drake May good? And if Drake May's good, like, if he flashes at the end of the season, or, like, he can, like, win a couple games, I think you got to feel really good about this team going into next season, because you'll have landed, like, the most important position in sports. So, look, again, like, they're not going to go, like, 9-8. They're not going to finish above 500. Going to be a rough season, but it's all about the rookie quarterback. And I thought he looked awesome, and now he's playing against backups, obviously, but I thought he looked great in that final preseason game against Washington. And the sooner they get him in the lineup, the better. Like, I disagree with this decision to start Jacoby Brissett on Sunday. I know the offensive line is bad. like two, like it's like Bergarian low and city style. They sound like Harry Potter villains, not like NFL offensive linemen. I don't know how well this is going to go against Cincinnati on Sunday, but yeah, get Brissett out of the lineup. We love the Drake. Gerard Mayo doesn't, which sucks. As far as the game on Sunday, you know, Brissett may be good enough like to get this team inside the number. Cincinnati's got issues of their own right now. Their top two receivers both have question marks. Ja'Marr Chase, a holdout through all of training camp, has barely practiced, probably going to play on Sunday. What are you going to get from him? T. Higgins dealing with a hamstring injury right now. And the Patriots front seven, even without Christian Barmore, like there are some talented players on this defense. I'm not going to lay the points with the Bengals. I really don't have a desire to bet New England either. So probably a pass on this game for me. But again, like this season for New England, like forget about the playoffs. Is Drake May good? If he is, this season is a success.
Nick, Eagles favored tonight against the Packers, -2. Is this a game you stay away from because it's being played in Brazil? They seem to be like in lockdown in their hotel. Is this just going to be a weird one?
Yeah, seems safe. Like seems great. Also, no injury updates or anything tonight because X Twitter is not allowed in Brazil. I'd love to get like Elon Musk to be on the pregame show tonight. I will stop short of betting the side of the game. It was Eagles -3 for like an hour earlier this week. And like, that was the opportunity to bet Green Bay +3. The bet that I would bet, like I will have a bet in this game because you know, I like action and I'm in Vegas. I'll bet the over in this game. I love both offenses this year. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a huge year. Jordan Love's going to have a huge year. Give me the over in the game. But Courtney, I thought you asked a really smart question. The fact that the game is being played in Sao Paulo does introduce some volatility into the handicap. I like a lot of games on Sunday more than I like tonight's game.
So, Kostos, looking ahead to Sunday, one of the most hyped-up teams of the entire season is without a doubt the Houston Texans. Am I crazy for loving the Colts +2.5 at home against the Texans on Sunday?
Well, you're crazy because you could bet 3, so I don't know why you would bet Colts +2.5. So, yeah, find a Colts +3. BetMGM's got that.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I should have to tell you this, Shine. Bet the best.
It was just the book I was looking at. I wasn't looking at I'm sorry.
I mean, this segment sponsored by BetMGM, buddy. I'm looking at Colts +3 right now on my BetMGM screen.
Kostos, Nick, since you've been on, just to make you aware, Scheim lost 50 pounds, and he has become the most overconfident, aggressive human being ever since.
Not aggressive.
But good for him. Like, he should do that.
Okay, just be aware of it this season. He's going to come at you left and right. He's very overconfident.
Greg, I have to tell you something, man. You are a huge hater, man. Hating on Courtney for spending money on a outfit. Hating on Scheim for being more confident now.
Nick,
like, what's your problem,
Nick,
dude?
I choose love. When given the opportunity of love v. hate, I choose love. I don't know what you're talking about.
And also dirty clothes.
Always go love, Nick.
Nick, Greg is in love. That's a difference from last year to this year.
Good for him.
Nick,
good for you, buddy.
I got the team of the season. You tell me if I'm wrong. The bet, you want to put some coins in your pocket? The Atlanta Falcons. Is this team, could they make a legitimate push because their division stinks? Kirk Cousins, the talent that they have on offense, they add Matthew Judon. Is the only thing that they might be kicking themselves in the ass for at the end of the season is the fact that they didn't get Bill Belichick. What's your outlook on the Atlanta Falcons when it comes to the world of betting?
I think they're a probable playoff team because of the bad division, like you said, that they play in. Mm-hmm. I do think that they are the most talented team in the division, maybe Tampa a close second. So I think probably like I would take the Falcons to win the NFC South and win the division, but that's more because like I don't like the division. Do I think Atlanta is going to achieve any great things this season? I really don't. You know, outside of Drake London and Bijan, like Bijan's awesome and Drake London's really good. Kyle Pitts has never done anything in his career, and everyone keeps expecting it to happen, and it hasn't. Then it's like Darnell Mooney and Ray McCloud. Like, good luck with all of this with Atlanta. Like, you think Atlanta's going to beat like Philly in the playoffs or Detroit in the playoffs? I don't see it happening. And just on the game this weekend against Pittsburgh, and for people that might have missed it, this news broke, like I would say, like late afternoon yesterday. So Russell Wilson missed a lot of training camp in the preseason with this calf injury. He was anointed the starter, played in the third preseason game. He was limited in yesterday's practice with a calf injury. His media availability was moved to today. And NFL insiders are speculating that Wilson is like 50-50 to play on Sunday. So if we get word that Russ is not playing and Justin Fields is going to start in this game, Atlanta is going to get bet. We may see like Atlanta -4 in this game. And to me, that is like green light go spot to bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. at any like price 3.5 or 4, even if Justin Fields starts. Just keep this in mind when we see this across the board in the NFL, when quarterbacks don't play in the preseason, this is a trend that actually, like an actual trend that I think actually works. We see the offenses struggle coming out in week one. We have not seen Kirk Cousins since Halloween of last year when he tore his Achilles. So I like the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up. I want to get 3.5 or 4 to bet them on Sunday.
Nick, this may be the square play of the week, so I may need you to talk me off, but it's also
right.
The fun play of the week. And that would be Sunday night, after all your action Sunday, you get Rams and Lions. It's going to be in a dome in Detroit. I just want to bet the over 52.5. I know it's a relatively big number, but it's just the fun square bet of the week. Are you opposed to that, or do you like to have fun like me?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it at all. Just something to keep in mind, not that the bets can't win. Detroit yesterday was bet out to 4.5, which I think makes, like, I think they should be like a big favorite in this game. The Rams dealing with significant problems right now on the offensive line due to injuries and suspension. So Detroit now a 4.5-point favorite, and the total has been bet up, Shyam, like you said. Like, that total jumped 1.5 from yesterday to today. So both of those bets can win. Just be aware that, the numbers were better earlier in the week. Make me pick the game. I think Detroit will win. Will they cover? I'm not so sure. And I would never, ever bet the under in the game on Sunday night. So I'm with you there.
Boomer Esiason was on with us Monday picking Detroit to get to the Super Bowl.
I'm with him.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I guess they could obviously lose in, like, the NFC Championship game. But I think Detroit is likely to have the number one seed in the NFC. Detroit, this will sound like a made up statistic. It's not. Detroit will play 14 of 17 games this season indoors. And think about, like, the construction of their offense. Like, this is a team that needs to be playing indoors, especially at the end of the season. Jared Goff has small hands. And I do too. I'm also not a quarterback in the NFL.
Right, so does Greg.
Greg also not a quarterback in the NFL. So I think the schedule is very advantageous for the Lions. I think they will have home field in the playoffs coming up. And they should have won the NFC last year, if not for, like, terrible luck on fourth downs. Dan Campbell correct to go for it on those fourth downs. I am also picking the Lions to represent the NFC in this year's Super Bowl.
Chiefs three-peat possibility?
Yes. Oh, yes. Not a possibility. Like, to quote the great Paul Heyman, it's not a prediction, it's a spoiler. Kansas City, pending health for Mahomes, but you could say that about any team with any good quarterback. I just teams can beat them. If I had to pick two teams in the AFC to get them, it would be either the Jets or the Texans. Mm. Like, it could happen, obviously. But here's how I would phrase it to people. Like, could C.J. Stroud beat Mahomes in January? He could. Could Aaron Rodgers? He could. Joe Burrow's done it before. I don't think it's likely to happen this year. It could happen. But would you bet on it? Like, would you bet on one of these guys actually slaying the dragon?
The Jets.
They've been in the Final Four every year since 2018. Mm-hmm. I think they're going
to
three-peat.
Nick, if I had to bet, I'd bet the Jets
because
of their defense.
You said 10 times the last 2 days you're not betting against Mahomes at all.
No, but he's saying if I had to pick one of those teams.
But ask a yes or no question.
No. He's saying if I had to pick between the Texans and the Jets.
You'd pick the Jets?
Because of the Jets' defense.
Yeah.
Costas, I want to get you on this right quickly. Do you believe Belichick will coach next year, and do you want him to replace Daboll with the Giants?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously the answer to the second question is yes. Like, duh. Do you guys watch the Giants Hard Knocks?
Yes.
So it was actually, not just because I'm a Giants fan, it was actually great. Like, Daboll's sitting in front of the owner and, like, interviewing prospects with his feet up on the desk like an absolute slob. Like, if someone gets to this guy and be like, act like a professional, you mess, like, you slob. I thought that was awful. What was the first question?
Do you believe that the
Bill will coach
again?
No, I don't think so. My guess, he's probably making more money from, like, the 19 media jobs he has right now than he will to coach next season. I think he's really going to like this. Obviously, if he wants to coach, I'm sure he'll get a job. I think he's probably done. And he's the greatest coach ever. And he's also the greatest defensive coordinator ever, which people forget. Shout out to him for helping my Giants win Super Bowl 21 and 25.
All right. Well, that has been Nick Costos, or as Courtney referred to him earlier on this morning show,
Daddy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I am Daddy.
He is
right.
I
He does have a child.
I mean, she's not wrong. So, yeah, there you go.
Does have a child.
Oh, okay.
Daddy.
All right.
Many different ways to take daddy.
I know. Daddy.
Courtney. It's Courtney. It's Courtney. It's cool.
Yeah. Nope. They just have been holding that all day.
Daddy.
All day.
Yeah. I am. Zaddy. I am daddy.
I didn't say zaddy. I just said, I should have said dad.
He's too young to be a zaddy.
But
the initial cost is hell yeah made that so perfect.
Oh, he goes hell yeah.
Daddy.
He's as, you know what? He's as thirsty as she is. Let's be honest.
Oh my God.
Duh. Of course.
Unless he
all
loves
right,
it.
Nick. Bring Duh back.
Daddy.
Congratulations.
Nick, we're glad to have you back, bud.
Great to be back. Wishing you and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Daddy out.
There you go. All right, there he is.
Courtney did say he was a good-looking guy, though, so
yeah,
fits that daddy category.
I don't think we had any conversation about his looks.
Yeah, daddy.
When you originally looked him up.
Yeah, when you looked at their wedding photos.
Yeah, like, oh, I was talking about his wife.
You also gave him props.
Well, yeah, this is not daddy. Oh, my God.
I did not in a million years tell that was coming.
So good.
Well done, Greg.
Because Greg said, like, oh, and Nick Costa, like, you say, like, oh, yeah, daddy Nick Costa's coming and not dad Nick Costa's. I should have said dad.
You
daddy.
Probably maybe a Freudian slip or something if you're used to saying it.
Because it's like, it's the...
Oh, my face.
No.
It's right, like that daddy.
I'm sweating. Let's go to break.
All right. We'll go to break.
Daddy.
T-Law looking for plugs for this weekend before we get out of here. Are you okay with that, Wiggy?
I got Todd, my guy. So.
I know he's your guy, but I mean...
We're down like 4 flat tires.
Nobody... Nobody works harder than this guy, no. Ty Law. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? What's going on, Coco?
Hi, Ty.
You know, I got to give you a special shout out. I get a free meal on Coco. I work with Coco. I get a free meal out there.
Where did you get the free meal?
Applebee's.
Oh, you like Dan Campbell?
Hey! Because guess what? You know why? Because I work with Coco.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Greg. They working with Greg and Wiggy. I don't get a damn thing. I don't get no free meal. Working with Coco. No. Oh man, I get a free meal.
I understand.
Wow. I do love Applebee's.
Ty, you are you at the Kowloon today?
Oh no, I'm at the Kowloon tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
I'm in Nashville, New Hampshire today.
Okay, and you're going to be at the Goat, right?
No, I'm going to be at the New Hampshire Liquor and Wine Outlet today for a bottle signing.
Okay.
And Greg, I just got done drinking with Governor Chris. He came on the radio today with me.
Yeah.
You know, we had a damn good time. So Governor Chris, he's going to come down to Nashua today as well. So, hey, Nashua Liquor and Wine Outlet at 5:30 to 7:30, bottle signing. We already sold 500 tickets, y'all.
Wow. Ty, go to La Carreta for Mexican food. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, yeah? It's the real deal?
Yes.
And it'll probably be free.
Well, you got to come to Kowloon's. I'm inviting y'all on air again to come to Kowloon's to come hang out with me, man. That's tomorrow.
Courtney and Greg told me they're going to be there. So
just to be clear, because I'm just hearing this, you and Sununu together... After you were introduced on this radio program, went on another, went and whored yourself out to another radio program this morning?
Oh, no, we ain't whore ourselves out. We was drinking. we was drinking. Hey, you know how we get down, Wiggy, and everybody up in there feeling good right now.
That's it.
But you know what was crazy? It was happened to be another Greg, but I'm loyal to my Greg. I still got my Greg, but we're in New Hampshire, and we out here working today, so I'm going to be hitting all these spots, but I'm going to be back in New Hampshire at the GOAT. The GOAT is on Sunday, so I'll be back Sunday.
You know this. Alcohol is not an excuse when it comes to cheating.
Hey, but that don't mean you can't try to use it.
All right. Go hang out with Ty Law this weekend. Ty, we'll talk to you on Tuesday. All right.
All right, man. So I'll see you guys. I'll be in studio, man. I'll see you there.
I think parents are going to go by.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Ty Law, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
In studio with us. on Tuesday morning. And Jones is here.
Don't you think every store, every restaurant should do what the Mexican restaurants do and just have complimentary chips and salsa at the table?
Well, they do. I think their go-to is the bread.
Yes.
No, I know, but I think chips and salsa elevates any pre-meal.
I agree.
Way better than bread.
No. Nah.
There's a cheese dip at La Carreta there's a cheese dip at La Carreta that actually will make my mouth water.
Is it queso?
It's not really queso, though.
But it ain't
there's
free.
Not. No, it's not
queso
free.
Fundido.
I'm just saying it's very good. It's not queso because don't you need meat in queso?
No,
just cheese.
And it's not free.
Buenos dias.
No, I know.
Has anybody ever tried sticking a pin up to your head and it pops? Good morning. Good morning, Jones.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's happening?
Oh, you know.
It just literally means cheese.
I know. Remember, she didn't do well in Spanish.
Wait. I know.
Excuse me, server. Does the chili con carne have meat in it?
Do I have an order of
carne?
Sir, may I please have an arroz con pollo with rice and chicken?
Let me explain. At this restaurant, their queso has meat in it, so we always have to say we just want the cheese dip.
Okay.
I know that queso means cheese. I understand how that came across.
Queso on the side.
Yeah, they might be the only place that actually puts meat in their queso. So,
can I get an order of queso? Hold the cheese.
I would try that though. What kind of? They put beef in there or pork?
Hey, are you guys in on a staff survivor pool?
I heard this discussion earlier. We were planning on kind of hashing out like a show pick, but I think now if there's a survivor pool going on, we'll all make picks.
Yeah,
me,
right?
Keith. Billy, we're all going to make picks.
And then we'll come up with something that, you know, fantasy football style, sorry, Courtney, that the winner gets to make somebody else do or whatever.
Oh, like a punishment.
Whoever the survivor is, they can pick somebody else to do. I don't know.
You got to order the queso, no meat.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
All right.
Are you bullish on your New England Patriots this weekend?
No, I'm not. This weekend.
You're a very optimistic guy.
No, this weekend, I want the points. I want the Patriots and the points this weekend. But it's really more about the Bengals than it is about a belief in Jacoby Brissett or anything like that. I don't know that Burrow's fully healthy. I don't know that Chase is going to play a full amount of snaps. I don't think their defense is very good. So, like, the Bengals could win, but it may be a little uncomfortable for them. I want the Patriots and the points this week.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
That is not my survivor pick, by the way.
No. What are you doing on the show today?
Well, we'll have a lot of reaction to last night as it relates to the Patriots. We talked a lot about the Chiefs and three-peating and what that would mean for Patriots fans if they would do it. I agree with Wiggy. I think they can. I think they will three-peat this year. I think they looked very good last night. The Lamar Jackson stuff is interesting. Is that a quarterback you can win with? And on top of that, I like what I saw out of Xavier Worthy. Did the Patriots get the right rookie in the draft? They were in that territory. He looked great. They could have got him. They didn't. He looks like a star already. And so we'll discuss that as well.
All right. Awesome.
Oh, I buried the lead. We have Drew Bledsoe, 11:15.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to talk to him.
My guy, Drew.
Should have mentioned that. So we're going to get his thoughts on how the Patriots are handling the quarterback situation. Mm. I want his thoughts on Bill, too, in the media. Yeah. Drew doesn't typically hold back, so I want his thoughts on that. Yeah. We're also going to talk to Mike and Wenyu at some point today.
Arguably, I think I heard Rich say this yesterday on your show. I agree. Some of the better parts of Dynasty, Drew Bledsoe related Dynasty stuff.
For sure.
That was really good.
There were two good episodes. They were at the beginning with him, yes.
And it would be good to ask him because he was in a similar situation coming to a bad team as a rookie and playing, and how much playing right away helped him. I know we had Matt Ryan on, but it'd be interesting to hear what Drew had to say about playing as a rookie.
And Greg, you can maybe get some double back wine shipped in Nantucket. Boom, there's your wedding gift.
100%. Yes.
Nice.
Yes, absolutely.
He's got that good wine.
All right, we'll ask him about that.
So what time is Bledsoe?
Bledsoe's at 11:15.
11:15.
On Wenyu TBD.
Good get. Not Grady Sizemore, but good get.
You know, I like the mystery guest game, by the way. I was guessing A.J. Pierzynski until I found out he didn't play for the White Sox, and then I was out. Because I'll be honest, I did not know Grady Sizemore was their interim manager.
Yeah, that's the G.O.D. You know, we were talking about the C.O.D.? G.O.D., guest of the day. You know, it's like our card conversation that we had.
I heard that, too.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's a callback.
I didn't really even think about that. All right. Well, we're off to Nantucket.
Oh, have fun.
Someone has to do it.
Econal Lodge? Where are you guys?
Nope. Cisco, we will see you at about, 4:00, 4:30, Courtney, probably by the time we get down there.
Enjoy it.
All right. Back Monday, Patriots Monday, we're at Gillette, and Jones and Keith next. Thank you for your patronage.
Daddy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.